Hello, my name is Lorraine of District 32. I'm super excited to be talking with Dev again because he's talking about property, finance, property. Dev is from Perth Grow Finance and he also does property portfolios, investments, buyer agent services. He's one of the good eggs, an amazing human being out there trying to make a difference in the world. Hi, Dev.
Hi, Lorraine. It's lovely to be on here. Thanks.
It's fantastic to have you on. And today we're talking about something different. We're talking about how, as a young person today, do we get on the market? I said we as if I'm a young person. How did they get on the property market? What are the problems you see out there, first of all, Deb? What are the problems and how do we help them solve it?
Yeah, I think there's a big need. More and more, we hear people now that the property prices have gone up so much. It's actually saying they don't know how the young kids will ever be able to invest in property and ever get into the property market. Not only is the entry level so high, but they don't have enough deposits, so they don't have enough savings to actually get themselves into the property game. So the biggest hurdle, I think, for most people is saying, oh, I don't have the money. And that's where we come in to say, look, the money is not the problem. If you put the right strategy in place and the right way of actually going about it, then finding this money solutions is what we do. That's how we help people get into their first properties.
It's definitely a big thing. And I have heard a couple of ways that people can. There's a couple of different ways that people can leverage and get into the market, but do you want to just tell people, Deb, what a couple of those ways are? Like, how, as a young person, can you get started? What are the different ways we can look at it?
I think the beginning for us when we start talking to our clients is not just being an order taker, if you can call it that way, because sometimes mortgage brokers become like order takers, drive up to McDonald's, you order this window and you pick up the parcel, the next window and you're off. I want to come to you. I just want a mortgage because I want to buy a property. So we start in the beginning to say, okay, what kind of property? Why do you want to buy a property? Why is it owner occupied and not investment? And what, if you look at investment, what different options are available? So we kick off with that mindset and conversation from the start so that people can understand the long-term effect it will have getting into a mortgage from the first start. One of the things that's available in the market is what they call a rent buy option. Or where you look at saying, look, can I maybe rent something with the option to purchase it? The other one is rent vesting, where you say, well, instead of buying my own place to live in, I can actually go and buy the same property as an investment property and I rent. So that's why it's called rent vesting. So you're actually investing, you're getting into the property market and you're still renting yourself. The benefits are huge, not only from a tax point of view, but it is the income from the investment property can actually increase your income, which will give you the capacity then to get into the market. So especially if you're young and you're single income, the property prices are going up so much that they can't even get into the lower fruit of the market. So we're looking at those options to say, look, to get into the property market, maybe look at the rent vesting option. The other thing that is, I think, vitally important is how do we get enough savings to actually get into the property? There are multiple options. I mean, Keystart is one of them. You're looking at a 1 or 2% deposit. There's shared equity with Keystart or with other options where the Keystart could own a portion of the property. There's also the possibility with a small deposit like 5%. We also look at other avenues, whether you're running a business or maybe gifted funds from the parents or maybe looking at a personal loan option. Sometimes young people have got a car or an asset that they can sell, and we can actually use that equity and help them finance another vehicle. But one of the things that's probably most exciting for me is the parental guarantor option. So what parental guarantor means is if you're a young person wanting to get into the property market, you've got no savings, you can actually borrow 100% of the value of the property, plus the acquisition costs. Some of the lenders will actually fund the stamp duty and the fees. So you don't need your own savings actually to get into that property game. So
Be
the
nice to
idea
your
of having a
parents.
parent who owns a property and they've got equity in that property, that security can be used for the 20% plus fees. The benefit of that is you're going to buy a property at 80%, you're going to get the best interest rates, plus you don't have to pay any loan mortgage insurance. And loan mortgage insurance can be another $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 if you are buying at 90%, 95% with a small deposit. So if we look at the numbers there, then it doesn't make sense to go and get a 95% loan and your savings of $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 now down the tube because you've got to pay stamp duty and loan mortgage insurance. So going down the parental guarantor option is really exciting, not only for the parents but for the children, because they are actually can step into the property market a lot sooner than later than worrying to save up money for years before they can buy the first property.
So that's when you say it's young persons. What we're really talking about here is first buyers, it's first
Actually,
home
first buyer.
buyers.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be young. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But it generally is, right? So but my grandparent thinks it's only a few years old, isn't it? The parents being guarantors, or has that been around for a long time?
No, it's actually been along available for many, many years. But
Right,
I
okay.
think in the past it wasn't such a big thing for us in the WA because of house prices being quite affordable still. But now that it's shot up to
Here.
unaffordable levels, suddenly the knowledge of these options are now becoming more and more available. Just this last month, we've done two for two different clients where that was the option for them to use a parental guarantor. Now, sometimes parents worry about it because they think, "Oh, I'm putting my house as security, and what if we can't, or the kids can't repay it, or they lose their job, or there's unforeseen circumstances." But we say, well, the great thing in the market which we are in, where it's growing, if you purchase now, in 6 months or 12 months, the property price has gone up. So the children could be within, 12 to 24, 36 months, be in a position to refinance and release the parents from the obligation. So we always go into that idea of this is only going to be a short-term commitment from the parents. Hopefully 2 years, but maximum that I've seen is 4 years to 5 years where the parents' property is linked to that liability.
And you also mentioned something there called rent vesting. Yep, so this is for people who choose to, buy a property and rent it out and rent where they are. Does that equate to the same then, the amount of tax and interest you would pay on a property that you were buying for yourself? Is that more than what you would be paying in rental for the same amount of time?
Yeah, I think it comes from the idea that when you want to grow your wealth, you effectively want other people to pay for it. You don't want to pay for it yourself. So the smart way of growing wealth is to let the banks and other people rent, pay for your investment and make it grow. But the reality as well is you could, for less money, rent something a lot better than what you could possibly buy as a first home buyer. So, especially if you're first-time buyer, you might have a couple of young kids. You don't want to go and live in a two-bedroom apartment. But we would then rather say, look, it makes sense for you to rather rent something that suits the family, and then go and still invest, but let other people pay for that investment.
Well, that's right.
Preferably, we don't want it to be negatively geared. We want it to be positively geared. So, yeah.
So if you've got a positive geared one and you're rent vesting, then yes, if you were buying your own home, you would be paying interest and tax, and in a rental, you'd be paying rent, but you would also have the rental income on top of that,
That's
which is
right.
going to offset it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think
No.
we've spoken about this before. You know, if you go buy an $800,000 property, it's going to cost you 1.82 million. So you're paying over $1 million in interest. So if you can then compare that to a rent vesting option, if you go and buy an investment property, you're not going to be paying that $1 million of interest to the bank. Somebody else is going to do it. So it is a smart way of growing your wealth without it costing you.
I do like some of these quotes. Dev, I think you're going to become a speak to Dev on how to use other people's money to get rich or to build wealth. I like that. It suits you. So are you getting a lot of
Yeah.
people? Are you getting lots and lots of young people trying to get on the market? Or do you think at the minute that people are just don't know what they don't know, so they're just frozen and not doing anything? What's
Yeah,
happening
I
with
think it
them?
is definitely a lack of knowledge. So that's why we want to try and obviously talk and get the news and get the information out there. We've had two young people, 20 years old, the one and the other one, 21. Buying their first positively geared investment property, and they're so excited. You know, initially they thought of just buying something for them to self to live in, but after getting the knowledge and education, they're so thrilled that they bought their first investment property positively geared, and they can just, the world is just opening up for them because they're 20 years old. Imagine where they're going to be at 30, 40 years age with this knowledge. So it's very exciting to see what is actually possible.
I send my 9-year-old over, see where she's at 16. Look, Deb, you're an absolute wealth of knowledge around this. And I think what's exciting about Perth Grow Finance is that you've got a range of services that are all complementary for someone who might not be know what they're doing, or they're looking for different options. They want to get started and they don't know where. You can help people to find properties. You can help people, look at different structures to buy properties. You can arrange the finance, and you're obviously doing the education as well. And I think that it's nice for people to be held in like a one-stop shop, if you like. Yeah, were you going to say something else there?
Yeah, also we haven't mentioned, or because we haven't been speaking about that, but it's also good for people to know, especially us in the business world, that we do all kinds of finance. So whether it's purchasing a car or equipment, maybe you need capital for your business, grow your business, all these finance options are available through our services. So it is really a service that we look at everything for our clients. Whether it's a $5,000 personal loan or a $50 million property development, we could fi help finance that through all the different lenders that we've got on our panel. So the young people that are considering getting into a business of their own, it's great to have that conversations with them as well as how can we make that happen from a finance point of view.
And I think it's also interesting, we just don't know what we don't know. You wouldn't think, for example, that we can go and get a personal loan or a business loan to fund the mortgage, the deposit for the mortgage, or swap it around or get car finance to do, we can, there's many ways to skin a cat. And as you
Exactly.
say, money's not the problem. Your second tagline.
That's right. The thing is, the banks, they make money by lending out money, so they want to make interest. So there's funders out there that's got the money, and then on the other hand, it's the people that need the money. They want to borrow it. They need to lend it from somewhere. So as a true mortgage broker or finance broker, that's our role to put these two together to find the solutions. In my 10 over 10 years in this industry, I could possibly in less than on a handful count the occasions where we had to say no, it wasn't possible. But we're living in an affluent country. Jobs available. There's so much opportunities out there. The only thing that's holding us back is our own belief and mindset, basically.
Love that. Dev, thank you very much for sharing your time, your knowledge, your wisdom. And I can put your contact details down below in the YouTube channel, and people can reach out to you for an obligation conversation just to get started. Is that right?
Yeah, and please follow us. We're on all the social medias. We TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn, and we've got YouTube channel growing, and we're also on the 101 Connection radio station. We've got podcasts running. So yeah, please follow us and come and have that conversation.
Beautiful. We'll pop this up on Apple and Spotify now. Might get the younger team.
Fantastic.
But Dev, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for sharing your time with us. Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Lorraine. I really appreciate it, and it's lovely having a chat with you.
Speak soon.
Bye bye.